XO Shafir, who's the welcome back to another episode of Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampedi, right here in the Tato Rampedi Network. I can say that now because, well, Rampedi Media Network, because we're a network now.
Yeah, but now you've made the opportunity of us being like, possibly one day being second team, like not the best podcast. He's allowing us having competition on the network now.
The reason why he's saying that because we have launched a brand new podcast called Thought Digest with Kai and Mummy Dearest, which is really, really exciting. They are doing amazing on Spotify.
They were number one. Like the other day, did you see?
Yeah, they were number two in their category.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which is really, really amazing. Huge. They hit like top 20 in the charts. So big shout out to the girlies. We're proud of you. But yeah, man, you guys know before we get started, I am Tata Rampede. This is Lebo Rampede, my brother. And this is Seated with Lebo and Tata Rampede.
Yeah.
It's going to be a banger. We like talking about life in our 20s. And we are both guys who are... Lebo's in his mid-20s.
I'm in my late 20s. Don't say that. I'm not in my mid-20s.
Which is raw, but it's going to be a good one. So, yeah.
I'm in my mid-20s.
You're in the middle of your 20s. And low-key, your mid-20s started 24. Your mid-20s are between 24 and 26.
Yeah.
Before 24 is your early 20s. After 26, it's your late 20s.
This brings me to such a funny thing. I'm at work, right? And we're having this conversation. She listens to this podcast, so I'm shouting you out. Yeah. But I'm at work. We're having this conversation, bro. Like, just the thing. And she's just like, but now I need to take medicine because, you know, I'm 30. I said, ha. Wait, in my mind, this person's like, everyone in my life is like 20-something. You feel me?
Also, all of your friends are quite young. Like, Khonsa and them, Sia, everyone's quite young.
Very young.
But yeah, bro, how are you? Brand new week. We've done a lot. How are you feeling? How is it with Rampedi?
I think this week...
Wait, what's the date?
It's not time.
It's not payday yet.
I think this week came with its own challenges, you know? And I think that... I'm tapping more into being more expressive of how I feel about certain situations.
Yeah.
So I've noticed, especially with my, like, the female aspects of my life, my mom, you know, partner, my, you know, like, friendships, like, just any female aspect of my life, man. Yeah. There's been a lot of the times when I just feel like I haven't actually expressed how I feel about certain things. Mm. Like, how things are actually, you know what I'm saying?
Making you feel.
Yeah, because, again, as a man, a lot of the time your role is just like, let's just fix, whatever they have going on. But dog, who's fixing my problems? Me. And like, no one's helping me. So it's like, I wanted to like be able to say that out loud and not be like, that's how I am. How are you?
And I get that. Just to unpack what you're saying, like, it's beautiful that you are now expressing how you feel because they can't help you with your problems if they don't know how you feel, where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite powerful.
Yeah.
I'm good, bro. I'm chilled. Like, everything is good. Kind of mommy and Kai made us unpack last time, né?
Yeah, yo.
Physically, I'm disappointed in myself. I haven't gone to the gym in quite some time.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to pick it up on Monday. It was just a lot of travel. I come from the MSC cruise with SA Tourism. We took a short left with them. So that was a lot of fun.
How was that? Tell us. Some of us will never go on a cruise.
It was dope, bro. So obviously, like, my mom had been on a cruise 6 years ago. And she was like, yo, be careful of the motion sickness. Like, take some pills. So come on, I took some pills. Oh, so I was invited, right? Mm. And then I manage Mummy Dearest. And then Kamu is someone that, like, I look out for in the industry. So I said, yo, can I please come with these two profiles? So I basically put forward Mummy's profile and I put forward Kamu's profile, which enabled them to also be chosen because they were still scouting for people.
Yeah.
So I got to go with my girlfriend, which is cool, and my friend, who's also my client, which is Mummy. So I went with them, lots of fun. Got to meet some really cool actors and actresses. Got to meet some cast from, what's that show? Some show on like SABC or something. I can't remember what it's called.
Kim Sam Rim.
Izalo. King Izalo.
Zolo.
Is it Izalo? Izalo.
Zalo, Zolo.
He doesn't know. I got to meet the main actress of the show where they steal cows. Fuck.
Cows.
Showmax.
The River.
No, on Showmax.
The Queen.
No, Showmax.
The Wife. Spinners.
Cows. They steal cows. Like Zulus and Sotos. I don't know. I'm thinking. I'm forgetting. Anyway, I got to meet some really cool actresses and actors in South African industry, which was cool because they're like all really chilled in their like early 20s, 30s.
Yeah, life,
which is really cool. So it was like very relaxed. The cruise itself was dope. Entertainment across multiple floors. I think the cruise had like 16 floors.
16 on a boat.
16 floors. Like,
hey, whoa.
And then, mind you, floor 0 to 4 is just for staff, and then like 4 to 8 is just rooms. And then 9 above is like entertainment, lounges, gaming areas, like just a whole bunch of different things, which is really, really cool. I got to relax, man. Kamu was there, which is fun. Mummy was there, which was fun. I had a good time. It was fun.
That's good, though.
Yeah, and outside of that, work has been okay. Like, work has been a bit slow. We are getting deals, which is picking up. But you know me, my goal in this industry is to create sustainable brands and helping them monetize by selling their own products.
That's good, Doug. I think we've been working on a lot of things. And guys, obviously doing this to increase your entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling the podcast, you know, but you want a bit of other flavor, go check out the, you know, Thought Digest. If you're not, we've also have a great group channel that's coming out. And it's already come out,
it's
actually.
Out, it's an episode 5.
As Majita. Yo, like, we are just on fire. I'm saying it now. Hey now. I'm saying it now. As Majita right now is just cooking. So basically, we started a group of guys, four of us, and we started, for you guys who don't know, we started a YouTube channel, and the whole concept of the channel is, what can we enjoy as Majita? We have this concept that in life, we can get through anything with the right people, right? Yeah. That are right beside us. And that's the whole concept. So we want you guys to take that journey with us and subscribe, guys, and go check out As Majita's with all of us. It's great, great. We've got 4 videos out. We shoot every week. We're very tired, but it's going to be worth it one day.
Yeah. Also, like, the content is very comedic. It's very fun. So it's challenge-based. So as much as we're enjoying things, we're enjoying comedic content, comedic challenges. For example, the previous one was the last person to stay in their car. So we all parked our car side by side. Whoever left their car first loses. We're able to challenge each other. We've done some spelling bees. We've done some speed dating. So it's really relaxed, fun content. We're bringing back the old South African YouTube. So check out As Majita on As Majita, which is dope. Yeah.
Yeah. But let's get into it.
Let's break the ice, even though the ice has been broken.
So, as you guys know, we retweet on this thing. Yes. It's going to be very exciting. Today's tweet is, what's worse than being broke? Now, before we answer this, there's a lot of things that are worse than being broke. Dry skin, failed relationship, being broke in a relationship. But Tato, answer us. You go first.
What's worse than being broke?
Yeah.
I think lack of confidence and also like thinking you're unattractive. That's the worst thing you can experience. There's nothing worse than like living life and feeling like, yo, I'm not deemed to be someone that's attractive, or you don't have the confidence to go out and interact with people or engage with people. Because then it's like, are you truly living life?
Dog, but like, can I ask, where did this association come from, the money and beauty? When did that association
start? Money cleans up. What do you mean? Where does it come from?
Yeah,
money
true.
Cleans up. Look at the Kardashians. Cleans up.
Yeah.
Look at most of our Instagram leaders.
Our iPhone merchants.
Our iPhone merchants. They've been cleaned up. Put a lace frontal on that thing. Throw some skincare. Face beads.
Quinta said the wildest thing ever to me in the car now. He's like, oh no, the next girl I'm going to date, I'm going to buy a Gucci slides. It's just, I'm uncomfortable knowing that my hand doesn't have Gucci slides.
What?
I don't know, but I get him. I get him, bro. I get him for life. But like, okay.
How do you feel about that, actually? How do you feel about guys buying their girls designer when they, one, don't necessarily afford
own
designer or own designer?
I mean, we were speaking about this last night. So last night we had a chillers at my crib, and we were all just like, Kamuaz is really fun. I don't want to say it's a game.
It's a game.
It's a game. I want to say it's a therapy session. I enjoyed it, yeah. So she has like this really cool thing where we all write whatever we feel in that moment, like any topic, any word, anything. And we basically express it one by one in the room. And one of the conversations was what are the aesthetics of dating?
Yeah.
And we were realizing that like a lot of women at this current time, you have to understand, bro, like, they have to live by a certain like standard and show that to the world, to show to the other population of women, right?
Yeah, some
to show that they're better.
Some
men are now put underneath this pressure, this overwhelming pressure. It's overwhelming.
But we did speak about how this thing also self-inflicted.
It's self-inflicted. Yeah.
Because I know what you're saying. Like, of course, like women, we believe women are competing with each other.
Yes.
Online and social media.
Yes, yes.
And some of them are providing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Some of them are being provided for.
Yeah.
Right?
Some have Nesfas,
others have Ojo Golebwa. Ojo Legbwa.
Yeah.
So you're saying that that because of that, it's in return forcing men to overperform.
Yeah.
But then yesterday we spoke about the fact that it's not necessarily forcing men to overperform. Men can see that, absorb that knowledge and decide, am I going to dance the way they want me to dance, or am I going to say, let's go on an ice cream date?
I don't know.
Or am I going to say, let's go on a picnic? Because Scam was even saying, like, well, I can't remember Scam, one of the girls. They were saying that girls reciprocate what you give them.
Mm.
Like, first impressions matter, right? So now if you take a girl on a picnic and you have a great conversation, and then you take her to a movie date, and then you unpack your feelings, or you take her whatever, like, you do things that don't cost a lot of money but are impactful and thoughtful, she will love you more or enjoy you more than you taking
her out. It's contextual. Where is she going to post that? She won't post that. Take her out for, like, what? Chips and from Pick and Pay in a 2-liter and say, let's have a picnic. She won't post that. And that's what I'm saying. We now in a, and this is what people need to understand. Our dating world has to consider social media now. You have to consider the aesthetic of what this person will look like to the rest of the world.
But that's some people, bro. You know, not everyone has social media. Yeah. Not everyone is active like that.
But it's the majority.
It's not the majority. It's the majority in our industry.
True, true.
Because we are people that live on social media. We create and work and make money on social media. There's people who have 100, like Aiden, bro. Do you post like your hand if you have a girlfriend? If you're going to, he doesn't post. Does your
Aiden,
goal,
you
will, your goal post you?
Warning, 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 warning.
Does your goal post you? Like, let's say you take off. Yeah, some
so
people
saying,
don't.
Nah.
Some people don't post. Like, it's not even that deep, bro.
Yeah, I think maybe it's because of the circle of perspective I have of the people in the life. But you're right. But hey, I won't lie, and I'm going back to this point. There is nothing worse than being a man and being broke in a relationship.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. Your hand will your hand
do you believe
will,
men should be broke in relationships?
No.
Do you think men should be broke?
No. Dog, how can we go to war, but you come? You know what I'm saying? We're able to go to war and die, but we can be broke. Get your money out, okay? Get your money out. Nah, real. Get your money up, King.
Yeah.
Get your money up. You know, I've had conversations with a wide range of people. You know, we meet, I think, hundreds of people. Like, throughout these months, etc. We meet hundreds of people. And the same theme comes out with women, right? Said, I will submit to you, but only if you provide. I will submit to you, but only if you provide.
I hate that we're having these conversations about women because I don't want us to become that podcast that
talks
shit about women.
But it's the truth. It's not talking shit, bro. Women know what they want. I loved one of the girls who said it last night. She said that my parents have raised me to a certain standard. When you come into my life, you're under the assumption that you are taking over the standard of life that I'm having. I said to myself, damn, so I got to be a dad and your mom.
Like she didn't, you know, when she said that, I also didn't mess with it.
I didn't.
Because it's like, okay, cool. Your parents who are 40, 50, who have worked for 30 years
are now being measured to a 20-year-old.
And I'll be measured 21. To someone in their
20s. That's unfair.
That's unfair. That person, your father was broke when he was 20, bro.
Yeah, bro.
We don't know.
We don't know. Saying, we don't know. We know. We're just assuming, yeah.
But I do understand, like, because I did ask, I do understand the craving, the wanting of you to match my standard of living.
Yeah.
But my question was, how long do you get to inherit your parents' standard of living? Because now it's okay, cool, you're 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, you're living under your parents' cash flow. When you get to 24 now, and you're now contributing to society, do you now get compared
you
to your parents' legacy?
Or yours?
Or do I compare you to yours? Yeah, to your contribution. Because like, okay, cool, your parents raised you, but now what are you doing to sustain what they've taught you?
Yeah.
So now, do you forever get compared to your father? What happens if you're a failure?
Yeah.
Or you failing in the current time?
But your parents are rich.
But your parents are rich. Must I still not provide, but you can provide for yourself?
Yeah. So, no, so
question. This is the question.
I love that, like that branch that you're going into. But again, we have to realize that there's certain people, they have a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they have... Dog, it's the same way, like, men do the same thing. We just don't never talk about it, right? Yeah. That is why when a bro meets a girl, etc., he'd be like, oh, nah, what high school did you go to? Whatever, don't. He wants to see what sort of income class he's dealing with here. Let's be honest, guys. Let's be honest. He wants to see which sort of income class, and men do the same. Men will not date a guy that went to, and I'm being, can I be honest now, no? How honest can I be? Can I be honest? I don't know.
I think, well...
Okay, yeah. But a man will date someone... He will not date a woman who's of maybe two income classes lower. Yeah. He won't. Yeah. He'll date maybe one lower, one on his path. But he won't. And that's what I'm saying. It's a two-way street as well.
I also want to touch on the fact that... You see, I was speaking about how women compete with each other in terms of like...
Men do the same.
Men do the same in the sense of how their girlfriends look.
Yeah.
Like, men are very materialistic in terms of how their girls look.
Very true.
Like, some guys would be... Like, a lot of guys would date a specific type of girl for the sake of level being like, raw, you were able to bag Cindy Marcatini.
Yeah.
What? How did you do that?
Oh, one boy loves doing this. If we say... Like, let's say he doesn't want a girl, right?
Yeah.
Let's say we say, oh, that girl's fly. And then, like, he has another guy in the squad say, oh, that girl's fly. And then third guy says, that girl's fly. He'll be like, nah, guys, I'm with her today. It would be like, what?
Yeah.
He lacked acknowledgement of her before.
He lacked attraction to her.
But now the fact that his male peers are saying, no, she's beautiful. All of a sudden, that craving of saying, nah, I want her to be mine,
which shows you that men truly do things to impress each other.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, someone was saying guys should just date each other at this
point. It's human nature.
Because do you think men compete in the type of girls they're dating?
Yes.
Do you think men will allow
Can I ask you a question?
Wait. Do you think men will allow? Do you think men will allow themselves to date someone that looks a certain level of beauty for this, and then like, but then they're a shit person just for the sake of like, yo, I'm dating a beautiful girl.
Yes. And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. We see men, you know, it's like, yo, but dog, but she's bad though. I get it. Why is being beautiful? No, but true. It's like, nah, dog, but she's bad. I get it. Like, yeah. Dog, a brute can, like, a guy can have lunch with a guy.
Yeah.
Right? You're having lunch with your boy. I'm trying to paint the picture for everyone in the audience, right? Yeah. Let's say you're having lunch with your male friend, eh? It's a beautiful woman walks in. Quah, 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 quah. Heels, everything, you know? Sits next to him. Hi, babe. Most beautiful girl you've ever seen, eh? And then, what does she do, eh? She goes live. And she's live the whole time. The entire time, we're all chilling. She's live. She's like, I'm having a cocktail. Wada, wada, wada. I'll be like, oh, no, dude,
she's
I get it.
She's doing her
thing. She's bad.
She's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing. She's bad.
It's like, hey, your hand like doing live.
And we need to stop.
You even go behind them and be like,
yay.
But not let an ugly girl.
Too long.
Let an ugly girl come and do
this. The ugly girl to perspective, right?
Yeah, let a girl that you don't find attractive.
You won't. And we need to stop speaking about
this. You'll find it irritating.
You'll find it irritating. Dog, dog, please, dog, stop chewing so loud. You know what I'm saying? And again, we have to start speaking about this. Why do, and that beauty, money, and beauty and respect as well. Mm. Men tend to treat women who are more beautiful with more respect, more care, more affection compared to the counterpart.
Come on, I was speaking about this. And we were like, yo, she was like, do you feel like men will, like, let's say, she's like, for example, she's like, let's say there's two YouTubers. I'm looking for someone to collaborate with. Mm. Two YouTubers, both their content banks, 10K subs, 100K subs, 100K subs. One is beautiful, one is not as attractive.
Yeah.
Who, she asked me, who would I collaborate with?
The beautiful one.
Then I was like, I don't know, that one with the nicest content. She's like, who would you collaborate
with? The beautiful one.
Then I was like, okay.
I'm giving you the memo, yeah. Then it's, I was like, the beautiful one.
Probably the beautiful one.
Yeah.
I was like, mega, but that's human nature.
It is, bro.
And then she was like, why is that human nature? And why do you
like,
behave
why?
Like that?
Why do you think we behave like that?
Because she was
like,
not everybody behaves like that.
Why? But why do you think we do it? Why do you think we do it?
Because in life, we've seen people that are prettier just be treated better.
Yeah,
so
true.
We're
from movies.
From movies, from society, from classrooms, to university, to the workplace.
Yeah.
We see people that are more attractive being treated better.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, cool, maybe that's how we should do it. We're just indoctrinated to behave in that manner. So I guess we have to unlearn. But I was, at the same time, I was telling her that, like, yes, I'll collaborate with the prettier one, but I wouldn't treat the less attractive one
with less respect.
With less respect, yeah. Or...
But that's just listen, you being a man and now being self-aware that you do have the habit of treating prettier girls better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all about things. But anyway, sorry guys, we're derailing. Yo, what's worse than being broke? I'm going to read a couple of your guys' replies. Being broke and ugly. Hmm. Let's use the... I know we don't like to use it, but let's use the case. Skomota.
Skomota.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, guys, do not forget, we have finally launched memberships where you guys get to see an array of content. You get to see extended versions of this podcast, extended versions of Thought Digest, and extended versions of a brand new podcast called Capable coming to your screens very, very soon. So if you want to see the extra 30 minutes at the end, all you have to do is click the join button of my memberships and pay a subscription fee of X amount on the screen per month, and you guys can enjoy more content. Back to the channel.
Yo, so as we're saying... What's worse than being broke? Someone says being broke and ugly. And we're talking about, what's that guy's name? Skomoto or Skomota?
Skomota. Come on. Skomoto.
Skomoto.
Come here.
What is it, Skomoto?
Come here.
Come on the podcast.
Come here. Just join the room. Come here. I have a girlfriend that's in the country, in the city. Come here. Let's ask you what you think. Come here. So hey. Skomota, right? So you're saying what? He's not as attractive.
A good example of how powerful money is.
Yes.
Very good example of how powerful
yes,
money is.
Come here.
And we see it. We never speak about it, but we need to write a book, gentlemen. We need to write a book. And he's the first chapter.
Yeah.
Welcome, come on.
Hello.
I feel like you're like one of those kids that are like driving. You know when you drive, like when you're still young and you sit on your dad's lap and drive the... Oh, I don't know. I never did this, but I'm saying, you know in the movies when they do this.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
This is basically what's happening.
Please make sure you're speaking to the mic, yo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Come on, Laka.
You
have one question. Wait. So the question is obviously, what's worse than being broke? I'm going to read some of the replies. I'll read one more. Someone says, being a hopeless, having no determination, and a lack of confidence in yourself.
Oh, that's basically what I said also in the beginning. I was basically saying, like, when you don't deem yourself attractive.
Yeah.
And you don't...
When you're insecure.
When you're insecure.
Yeah. Come on, what do you think?
What's worse than being broke?
Yeah. Losing Tato Rambiri. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to throw some stuff in the air. Losing your YouTube channel.
I think losing yourself. And I think in the sense that, like, you know, sometimes people have money, but they don't know anything that has to do with them. They only know everything that has to do with other people or how to please other people, how to be the life of the party, how to be an entertainer. Nothing to do with them. Mm. Like, they probably don't even know what triggers them. They probably don't even know what, like, what's their trauma. They don't even know, like, nothing about them. If you ask them to spend time with themselves, they're probably going to distract themselves with something. I think that's worse than being broke. Because you can still have money, but you will still be in that place where you have no understanding of yourself.
Do you think, and now I'm throwing you guys underneath the bus here, do you think you'd be tough if you had no money?
I think so.
You think so?
would you be with me if I had no money?
Sometimes me and Tato have such like a brother moment where we say the same thing, man. Yeah, really. And it really kills me. Like, for example, now.
The only reason why I answered with think first is because your question went, do you think? And I said, my response was, I think so. I genuinely, I'm being honest about it.
Change your question.
Okay, sure. You can change the question.
What? Would you be with Tato if
you would you be with Tato if he had no money?
Yes, I would.
Are we talking dirt broke? He can't even afford to feed himself.
Like, okay, wait. Let's.
Love truly win.
No, hear me out. So I'll paint it. Let me paint. So right now, you've had a very blessed life, right? Tomorrow, his channel gets deleted. He can't get it back.
Yes, I would be with him.
His TikTok is deleted. He can't get it back. Yes, everything. He's just been hacked, man. And boom, I don't know, he's training for not something that's like against human nature, whatever, but he's training for something that like makes him sure that the content, he can't post anything else. Mm. So that means his career is over.
Mm.
Now he's done.
Mm.
He's completely done.
Mm.
Would you date him?
Can I say something on top of that? I would date him, and if anything, I'd love that. That's my answer.
You love my downfall.
Not your downfall. I'd love the downfall. Because the thing about social media is that it takes away a certain an aspect of a person. Like you guys mentioned how social media can like make a person a certain way, or how you've been indoctrinated to treat beautiful women a certain way.
Yeah.
So now taking away that thing that indoctrinates people would be great.
Yeah.
Taking away that thing that it is your job, you're forced to be in that place. But now
the pressure of it as well.
Yeah, like, and now that you know, you don't have to be in that place anymore. You know, people don't have to talk about your kiss anymore. You know what I mean? Which is literally unnecessary.
You have a kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I think everybody, like, well,
everybody knows this.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Tato Rambiri has a kiss.
People won't have to like make it awkward. Hey, you know what I mean? Social media does that.
Kiss. I never want you to, we're allowed to say it on the mic. Remember that. Watch out for the TV.
It was never not allowed. But you see, social media has made it kind of seem like not allowed to speak about certain things. So basically, I would be having the sense that element of negativity in people's lives, that element that brings unhappiness, the bullying, the bad comments, I'd be happy that it's gone.
Yeah.
So if anything, I'm not with him because of his job. I don't like his job.
Mm.
But I'm doing the job because there's money in the job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I love a comfortable life. So I want to be comfortable and like provide for myself.
And you're also passionate about content creation.
Yeah, no, I definitely love content creation. I was doing it before I was making money from it.
Yeah.
But then I like once
it's very hard to do, by the way.
It is. Yeah. But like once you do get into it fully, you realize how there are negative elements to it. And it would be great if certain elements of social media changed. So I would be with him.
One more question, and this is the thing I want to get off my chest, and then I swear she can go, right? So I've been speaking, Tato, watch out for the mic, but I've been speaking to, I think, Khunze, I think I was speaking to Khunze, and I was telling him how, like, I've always had this pressure of being in a successful relationship because of the perspective I've had of Tato being in successful relationships. I put that in quotation marks, no? I want to make sure it's very clear. I put it in quotation marks. Because not all of them work out.
A lot of them failed.
Yeah. Okay. But from what they were and the time that they were and the potentness of it, all of them,
they were
very beautiful, very strong, very of high caliber in terms of relationships, right? And I always say to myself, there's no way these people never feel like, eish, there's a pressure for us to stay together. I don't know if I'm saying that. Because of how perfect it is. Because of the image that you've sent to the world. Is there ever a time you guys have that pressure of like, yo, we need to stay together because of... And I know this might be a bit insensitive, but you guys are a couple that is online. We're not going to ignore it, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have that pressure of being like, yo, like, things are going around, but we have to stay together. Get what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm making sense.
I think we've really been able to prevent that state of feeling in our main content offerings, right? If you look at my brand, my weekly content on Instagram, YouTube, it has nothing to do with her. Her brand, her weekly content on YouTube and Instagram has got nothing to do with me. So, in terms of our careers, us being together online, we showcase it because we're just in love with each other and we just like creating content as our job. So, we're used to it. And I just really like, you know, showcasing how beautiful she is and how happy she makes me. That's how I express myself. I truly think that if we're to get to a point of breaking up, the relationship would never be in the way because we would merely just break up because it will not affect our bag. I do not have followers because I'm in a relationship. I have followers because of the content I create weekly. In my previous relationship, though, it really held me from any relationship because it's like, yo,
it's a huge reliance.
No one has a boyfriend. This is my career. Yeah. So like, it obviously prolonged me ending.
So,
what do you think?
I think based off of what I said previous, like how I answered the previous question, I think it also kind of paints the picture of how I view social media.
Yeah.
So I actually would not care what anybody has to say. If I'm not happy with this person, I'm not going to stay with this person.
Yeah.
So even if you're unhappy about it tomorrow, that's your problem. You'll deal with that. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Do you guys think you're a perfect couple?
I should say
something.
No,
out of 10?
Five. Less than five.
Jesus.
Very honest though. Very honest.
I would say like an 8.
Thank you, Kamalaka. Woo! All right, cool, guys. We just want to quickly shout out Ingrid, who actually makes the packs for the content. Yeah. So thank you so much. And with that, we're going to move on to the next tweet. At your big age, what are you like unable to do? What can't you do?
Bro, I still can't dance, bro. Like, I feel like dancing is a practicing thing. I'm 27, I still can't dance. Like, it frustrates me, bro. I grew up watching my siblings dance. Like, how can I not gain
that
skill?
It's a small population, eh?
But how can I not do anything can be learned?
Yeah.
Why can't I dance?
Not rhythm, brother.
Do you think I can dance?
I mean, no.
Yeah, you see? No. I hate that, bro. I want to be able to dance. Like,
no. Do you think I can dance?
Yes.
I think the one thing I can't do, and people are going to like be like, yo, real? Or this guy's an idiot. I still am unable to like spend money on myself. So now the problem was those whole time, like with my life, and we also just allowed ourselves. I had no job. I was a student. You know, sometimes, you know, allowance wasn't the greatest sometimes, you know, like you struggling, etc. So now being put in a position of power in your 20s where you get the job. And you have the income, but now you have this money. It's not a lot of money, but you have this money, but you just don't know what to do with it now. So now it's a thing of you have the choice of like either having experience, level fund, which is what you do for your money, investing, buying clothes, savings, and trading and all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking maybe because you're in your late 20s now, it'll be nice for you to give that. No, because that's what this podcast is about. Maybe it'll be nice for you to give that advice because you were also probably once in my seat.
Where
randomly now you just have money.
Yeah.
What do you do? What's your next step?
I think with you, like, I think this is so crazy. Like, I always talk to Kamal about this. Like, all the stages that you're living in life, I've lived through them.
Mm.
So, every time I see you, I'm like, oh, I was there. Mm. I was going through that. Oh, I was doing that. I did the same thing. Oh, that happened to me. Oh, I felt the same way. I feel like when you truly have money, you're not used to spending on yourself 100%, especially the way we grew up. But it's up to you to do so.
Mm.
It's up to you teach yourself what to do. For the longest time, I used to live where Lebo lives. Like, we have a house which we have the ability to pay rent to my parents too, which they own. But I couldn't make that place feel like my own. So I couldn't spend my money on it without feeling like it's truly going towards me. So I forced myself to move out, even though I wasn't necessarily meant to move out at the current time. Now I'm able to express myself in my couches, in my paintings, in my things. I can easily buy things for myself. Even if you guys watch this, the way I've been dressing, like, I'm buying myself clothes every other week. I'm getting myself rings. I'm getting myself watches. I'm always maintaining my hair, my look, because I've fallen in love with taking care of myself and loving myself and giving myself the best look, giving myself the best environment, giving myself the best experience in life.
So obviously, you know, you're speaking from the points of like you where you've already achieved that self love.
Yeah.
What was day one like, boy? Like when did it all turn around and you're like, you know what, dude, like I need to just love myself, boy.
I think I had a big like influence from my girlfriends. And they've all,
I think there's a lot of
every man,
the girlfriend effect. Yeah.
Like my ex, she made me consider changing up my style.
Yeah.
But she pushed me in a direction that I didn't really like the thrifting style.
Yeah.
Then my current girlfriend now, she pushed me in a style of like, okay, cool, what do you like? They show me the guys you look up to.
Mm.
And she helped me source those clothes. And then now, obviously, you guys know I've got operations manager in Bali. And she helps me, like, she basically styles me too.
Mm.
So the women in my life have truly helped me find a way to, you know, figure out my style and the things I like buying for myself, you know. So I think it's up to you to say, yo, dude, like, I want to do these things, but I need help to someone close to you. So I said it to my girlfriend. I said it to my operations manager.
And, like, you know, guys, and a lot of men are like this. We truly believe, like, nah, the fashion sense that we actually want to obtain and, like, have is impossible. And I don't know why. And it's because we restrict ourselves to, you know, mall shopping and etc. There's way more layers of shopping that you can go into. But
yeah.
I've only also recently just started, like, I buy a shirt, like, maybe every 2 weeks or, like, 3 weeks, etc. Because I just said to myself, like, dog, I don't like, I think I'm getting to that age, I don't like repeating clothes. Like, like fits in front of people.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
100%. You want to be unique.
When I land, I want to be like, oh, no, like, Lebo knows how to dress. Yeah. I don't like the concept of, like, oh, nah, he wore that once. Yeah. I don't even say what I'm saying.
Oh, he always looked the same.
Yeah, like, yeah. So, and, like, Tato's always challenged me. I love black.
I used to love black too. Don't you remember? I used to be obsessed with blacks, and then I went into my
nudes.
My nudes era.
Yeah, you went into your nudes
era now.
Yeah,
I'm in my color era.
And I don't believe in color. You see, Tato right now, he looks like a highlighter. Looks like a highlighter, which is wrapped in a marshmallow. I don't know. But you look fly. You look fly, brother. You look fly.
Thank you.
You know, and I think black is a safe color for a lot of us. Yeah. Like, it's a very much a safe color. You put on a black shirt, no one's going to judge you. You look like you're from backstage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, Joe, let's look into what other people say at their big age they can't do. Someone says, swim. I get it. I've met so many people. Guys, you know how privileged we are? Do we grow up with a pool?
No, leave that. There's rivers and dams and there's town pools.
Ha.
No, they are, dude.
No, there's no, dude, but some people don't act. Some people only had access to pools at school.
Every town has a... Okay, but no one comes from a town.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, true.
I get it. Okay, someone else says swallowing pills. This one, like, you can fight.
Yeah, no, that's
impossible.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you're too old for that.
You're not going to believe the next one. Ride a bike. You know how unattractive.
I think Kamo can't ride a bike. I think so.
That's so unattractive.
Unless I'm confusing.
Doug, you know how unattractive it'd be? Boom. You're at the beach. You want to, you know that thing where you can rent out the bicycle?
You're at the promenade in Cape Town. Yeah, Sea Point. Babe, let's get these bicycles.
Babe, I can't ride a bike. You know that. Now you have to get the one of the two people and you're the one pulling the relationship.
And
yeah.
I mean, what's new?
Someone said, whistle or snap my fingers. Tato can't go, snap your fingers. Do you know how to do this one?
I taught you that one.
Do it. It's too weak, no? It's hitting. Okay. All right. Yo. Excuse me. But what's one? You said you wanted to learn dancing, right? Besides dancing, what's one skill that you think that you didn't get to learn when you were young that you really would want to tap into right
skateboarding.
Now? Skateboarding is a good one.
And I was obsessed with trying to be a BMX driver.
Yeah, you loved BMX.
I had a BMX bike. I used to get up with my friends. We'd meet up with bunny hop. But that's all we could do, just bunny hop.
I was so jealous when you did it the first time.
Seriously?
It was so hard. Dude, people don't know how hard skateboarding is.
I'd be like, watch.
Yeah.
We should, like, cycle to the mall, get kicked out, get you by security. Like, I was living, like, an American lifestyle.
Ah, dog, what the hell, dog? But I'm sure that you never lost the girls because nobody wanted to be my ex. Be my ex? BMX?
I never lost to girls.
Yeah, because, you know, be my ex, BMX.
Yeah.
No?
Nice.
Nobody?
I think I should
be my ex. Nobody want to be my ex?
Give me a bit of
Nicki Minaj? No? Okay. All right. Last person says, admit I'm wrong. Jesus Christ, brother.
Mm.
What?
That's such
Yeah.
That's so hectic. I want to actually do, like, I'm opening a new podcast soon, eh?
Oh, yeah?
And I want to speak to this to guys. I feel like guys also struggle with admitting that they're wrong in certain instances.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Sorry. Please repeat that.
Oh, I said I'm starting a podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's centered around guys and guys' wellness and, like, guys just being the best versions of themselves, productivity, designing their own life, being capable, right?
Mm.
I want to speak about the fact that guys struggle with getting feedback.
Yo.
Which is basically admitting that they're wrong. Holding us back from so much.
Which is why niggas don't express.
Yeah. Because they become defensive. And the defensiveness obviously comes from triggers, but it's like, I want to teach guys how to deal with those triggers and how to understand what the person they're speaking to is actually trying to say.
I'd listen to that. But let's get into one of our favorite parts of the podcast, the game. Sato, take us away.
Yeah, so I'm going to do, we're doing two games today. Yeah. The first game is political party names. This game is going to be for Level.
Okay.
And then the second game is British slang. That's going to be for me.
Okay.
Well, that's why you wanted me to do the second one. You do the political parties. I don't know the political
parties. We can do 1-1.
Yeah.
Okay, what does UDM stand for?
That's not a political party. You're talking about HDMI.
HDMI is a cable. UDM. UDM.
I'm not going to DM you anything. What is it?
UDM.
What must I DM? Dude, I'm right next to you. You can just speak to me.
UDM stands for United Democratic Movement.
What? I was going to guess that. Okay, cool. Your word is, take this obviously to British slang to English, right? To make it to South African slang. What South African slang would convert from British slang? Chuffed. Chuffed.
Excited.
No, but South African slang.
South African slang.
Yeah, it converted to South African slang.
Chuffed.
Yeah.
South Africa, we have slang.
Yeah, dude.
Raw. Chuffed. Static.
No, boy. South African slang. Like, yo,
that's vernac.
Yes, it can be vernac. That's slang.
I'm chuffed. Aka.
What's like a chuffed? What's chuffed, bud?
I don't know. Let me see the answer.
There's no answer. You have to say.
Oh, you have to say what it means. Yes. Delighted, pleased, satisfied. Exactly.
Oh, you have to say what it means.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, you got it right. Yes. Okay, okay, cool.
Now let's go into you. You can get us a British slang one, right? Waste man.
A para. So someone who doesn't like you know, take care of themselves. They're violent. You know what I'm saying? Like they just.
It is a derogatory term used to describe a worthless person with nothing positive going on in their life.
Yeah, it's like a waste man. Okay, cool. What does COPE stand for? COPE doesn't mean cope. Like cope with your problems. COPE stands for something.
The Congress of...
Congress?
The
COPE stands for something.
The Congress.
This whole time I thought we were COPE.
Political empowerment.
It stands for Congress of People.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. My turn.
Okay. What does G-O-O-D stand for?
Good.
The political party.
Governance of... Orientational development.
Nope, it just stands for good.
So why you... Are you messing with me?
Nope.
So if I open up this pack now, it says good?
Yep.
And the answers?
Yeah.
And it does.
What does knackered mean? That's my one, hey.
Yeah, knackered. What's knackered?
I have no idea what knackered is. Yo, bro, I'm just knackered.
Should I use it in
like,
a sentence?
Like tired.
Yeah, you're right. You're all correct. I hope you're not reading the answers, Tato.
I'm not. Extremely tired, yeah.
Okay, what does level is I'll do swear down. Swear down.
Swear down, like I promise.
Swear down. Like it's like when you, so you're like, nah, I swear. Nah? Yeah?
Oh, but when you say, do you say swear down or do you say I swear down?
It's to make someone promise or swear.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Swear down. It's like promise.
I promise no lie. Yeah, you're right. Swear down. No that's a good one. That's good. Yeah. Let's just finish the British one so you can see it.
Patent.
Patent, Tato. Patent. How would you say that? Do a British accent, Tato.
Blood. I just feel like it's platinum.
Bro, that, I love, first of me, Tato, now I love.
Patent,
we love British podcasts.
Yeah,
I think we watch a lot of them. Our favorite podcast from the British side is obviously Chunks and Philly. I think we got a lot of
that's
motivation.
That's patent, innit?
Yeah, it's patent.
It's patent.
Their content is patent.
It's
right
patent.
There. It's patent
means to organize, sort out, or something. Their podcast is organized. It's organized.
Okay, all right. Going back to the political names.
The last one.
ATM.
The African Tourism Movement.
Ooh.
African Transformation Movement.
That's good, Tato.
Oh, so close.
That's very good. That was
African
very good.
African Transformation
Movement. That was very good. That's very good.
Now we're going to break into conversations. If you guys do not know, we're going to speak about life in our 20s, which is... We're trying to make this the main
point
of this podcast. And obviously, we want to break the ice, have some fun, but we do want to have some meaningful conversations and try to guide you if you're lower than your 20s on how we're doing life in our 20s. Or if you're in your 30s and you want to just reflect back and see like, oh, how are these kids doing it? Maybe you're proud of us. Maybe you can just share advice down in the comment section. So that's the point of this segment, just for us to unpack and to get to know each other's like better as brothers as well. So the first one. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
The first one is pressure of comparing your success life path to your friends and those around you.
I think, can I go first on that one?
Yeah.
Again, so my brother and I are only 2 years apart, but we're 3 years away from each other in terms of education, right? That is the truth.
But at the same time, we graduated at the same time.
We graduated at the same time. Yeah, graduated at the same time. So I think...
Which means you caught up to me.
I think any person who has an older sibling who has a certain level of success or etc., there is going to be envy. And sometimes that envy can, you know, negatively affect the relationship you hold with that person. But I want you to understand, envy comes with the emotion of you want that too. Do you get what I'm saying? So you shouldn't feel guilty about your envy, yeah, but you also shouldn't direct it. And I think that the moment I became a YouTuber, one of the biggest mistakes, and I always say this to be one of the biggest mistakes and one of the biggest blessings, both sides, is that I was chilling with the biggest YouTubers of South Africa as a new YouTuber. So the best thing is the lessons, etc. But the other side is that you'll never be one of the biggest YouTubers because you're still out there. But you will be one day. But it's just too much pressure compared to everyone else who has that organic, natural, flowing way of like creating a channel.
Or that experience of like many years, or many months.
Now it's just it's like drinking aura straight from the bottle. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's say you're an artist right now and you're chilling. No, think about it. You're chilling with Drake, Kendrick, and... give me anyone else.
Casper Nyovest.
And Casper Nyovest. Chilling with Casper. And they're like, okay, cool, dog. Let's make a song. It's your first song. It's your first song you've ever made. Yeah. So again, blessing. Because you're in a room with Dre, Kendrick, and Casper.
Yeah.
But equally, it's the other side. Because you don't get that organic way of learning where you should be. Mm. You try mimic what's around you. That's what you try mimic what you perceive success to be by the things that are around you. Yeah, sorry, this is my truth on that one. I don't know how you feel. Tato's always, can I also want to say one thing? It might be insensitive. I feel like Tato was always the I want to say the most, I don't say luckiest, but the most, I don't say the word successful as well, because for success is a perspective, but Tato was always one of the most, I want to say the brightest stars in his group. So let's say his boys stay at rest, he has a flat. His boys don't have a car, he has a BMW. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Tato was always the... So you tell us on the other side where people envy you. How does it feel?
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about. You know
I understand. I get you. Like, I get you. In most situations, I'm the one that's likely to be envied.
Yes.
In my upbringing because of privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it was always a thing of like, I had privilege. Obviously, the privilege is what creates the envy. Right, in university with the car and the flat and everything, and maybe more cash flow, I would always try to help my brethren experience what I'm experiencing. You know what I'm saying? So if I had a car, I'm fishing everyone. If I had money, I'd contribute the most amount of money. If I go out and everyone says they have a clipper and I've got two clipper, I'll take out two clipper. If when I go out and this car I can't pay, I'll pay for them. So I'd always try make people join my experience or have like a feeling of my privilege.
Do you notice how being successful makes you overcompensate for those that are not?
Yes,
and I think that's one thing that a lot of people go through. We, you know, we call it black tax, and you know, etc.
There's friendship tax too.
There's friendship tax as well.
Especially and we don't, in your early 20s.
We don't speak about this, and you guys are going to see, because we're speaking about life in our 20s, of course. Yeah. One thing you're going to see, there's going to be a difference in the income that you and your friends make.
Yeah.
And that difference can determine a lot.
Yeah, it determines how often you see each other. It determines the spaces you share. You want to go to Tash's for lunch, but they want to go to
Wimpy
for lunch. And it's like, it's no one's...
Both are amazing.
Both are amazing. No one's fault, but it's like, you're at the current standard of living where you want to live in a higher standard.
Yeah.
So now do you...
Now...
So come down, you know, and not be able to experience the things that you've worked so hard to try and experience, and you enjoy with your friends, or do you maybe obviously balance it, you know, go to Tash's here, go to Wimpy there, or do you find friends that can move with your level of...
magnitude, like other level of income,
your acceleration, your speed
of disposable income
and of generating income, because I feel like it's so important for like, and this is really painful to say, it's so important to realize that like when you get to a specific age, you're gonna have these friends that come from university, everything, seven friends, right? Maybe two of them can match your standard of living and can match your trajectory in life, where you want to go.
And you're the most successful one.
If you're the most successful one, they can match your work ethic. They can match your dreams, your goals. These guys could be happy with just
what they have. But you're not. So you want that extra.
So now you chill with the ones that are not happy.
Yeah.
The ones that are happy with their current lifestyle are going to drag you down from getting where you want to get to. So now do you overcompensate? No, like the question, like what I'm trying to say, that you have to leave those friends.
You will.
And you have to minimize how often you see them, because it's always going to drag you down.
Yeah.
What you need to do is be around the friends that want to succeed with you and have the same trajectory and the same palette in terms of standard of life so that you can truly learn from them, because they are actively learning in their fields too. How to become the best software engineer, how to become the best bricklayer, how to become the best whatever. They're learning how to become the best. So now, in learning to be the best, no matter what field you're in, there's skills you need to know to be the best. Mm. So now, I'd rather be with people that are wanting you to be the best, and then my surface level friends, I'll see them when I see them. Mm. But your surface level friends cannot be people that you see too often, because you are take your network, you are your circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy, it's a story, because we obviously started working, I was part of a grad program, and a lot of the guys, it's their first time earning an income, right? So this guy says, the third week of the month, and he says, yo, all my boys are saying they broke the... they can't come out. And I was like, it's nice, ne? Finding being able to afford every weekend. Not some. Every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, as you're growing up as men, you know, you start off with the small one, you know, I go out one Friday. Then you go to the next one. I can go actually afford to do two Fridays in a row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you say, ah, dude, I spent too much money. I'm broke for the last week. You know what I'm saying? Then you get to the sweet spot where you can afford to go out every single weekend. And I'm talking about going out and it's the same level. You're not depreciating.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people won't be able to keep up with that standard. You know what I'm saying? And yo, like, I want to go back to the five. Let's say you're a group of five, right?
Yeah.
One of you will do education. One of you will do engineering. One of you will do a doctor. One of you will do... when you guys are applying for jobs, and this is something that was very evident in my friendship group, because we all did BCom, but we did different BCom. So we did economics, finance, accounting. When you're applying for different jobs, right, we're in a room full of guys. And, you know, the first thing is, the number one question is like, how much did they offer you?
Yeah.
You know? And it's, there's nothing worse. And I'm on the other side. There's nothing worse than hearing your friend's going to go work at... I'm making up the name so we don't confidence.
Yeah.
Nike. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go work at Nike. And you're going to go work at something else. You know, that's a little bit less. There's nothing worse. That crushing feeling that... but this is what I studied and this is what it offers.
Yeah.
So I want to say that, like, how do you accept the reality of what you studied and how the income level will change your friendship group?
Because
That's something we don't speak about as black people.
Yeah.
You know, for white people, it's different because they are funded from old money. We are the new money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So It's very hard for you to adjust. I don't know. You'll tell me that if you're staying on this topic for too long.
No. Continue. It's a good one, bro.
It's a very
it's
deep conversation.
It's a thing that no one is prepared for.
Yeah.
Our parents did not tell us about it.
Yes.
We did not know what's going to happen. And then it actually happens.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying earlier, bro. It's unfortunate because you guys will hold on to each other for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Right? But there's going to be a position where you realize that, hey, Tato's always working too hard. I'm trying to chill. I'm trying to drink my two quarts every week.
And just chill.
Watch your movie, relax, and chill.
I'm okay with it.
Every time I'm with Tato, you're talking about working.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be bored of this guy always working.
Yeah.
Tato's going to be like, hey, dude, I'm trying to like fucking start my own beer company. This guy wants to just drink two quarts a week. Fuck it. Like, I can't be with this guy.
Can't be same level. And this is what we have to say. And I want the people that are listening from university, you need to understand, we're always speaking about, no, university, in order to get through it, we're always speaking about, no, you're not your degree. You're not your degree. But your degree doesn't mean anything. We're all equal. You study education, you study law, whatever. The truth is, in the real world, that's not true.
Your degree is everything.
Your degree is everything. What you studied will determine the next 5 years of your life.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You study education, you become a principal of a private school, you're going to be moneyed. Money's going to be nice and long. But it takes time.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to understand. Like, you, and I want you to look into your friendship circle right now and say, yo, what are these people studying?
Yeah.
And the compatibility level of it 5 years from now, it might not work. And that's okay. And that's what we're trying to say. We're trying to say, guys, I think we're taking the long way around saying it. Guys, you will outgrow people.
Yeah.
You will be more successful than other people. You will make more money than your friends. You will have certain level of experiences that your friends will not be able to account to. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And it's okay when you get to a point where you realize that, okay, these friends that I have can't give me the type of thinking I want in life.
Mm.
So it's okay for you to take a step back, not completely let go of them, but take a step back, because they will hold you back from that, because now you want to work an extra day during the week, but they want to go out and have fun.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Or you want to spend your Wednesday nights doing brainstorming and coming up with ideas, and they want to maybe go bowling.
Yeah.
So you need to decide, in this current state of life where you're at, is it time for you to go bowling or is it time for you to be spending more time working?
Mm.
You get me? So it's okay to outgrow friends, and it's okay for you to just see that, okay, we're not compatible anymore. But don't be quick to drop your old friends for new friends
just because
for reasons
just
that
because
don't make
of
sense,
money and stuff.
For fun and money.
No, that's not, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, my boys always say to me, Lebo, nah, you're always going out. What? My chance, you guys know I work every day. I don't know, like, you guys generally know I work Monday to Sunday.
Yeah, you have two jobs. You have a side
I have
husband.
Two jobs. We have the people don't know that we have the meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
For hours, 3 hours on end. People don't know that we plan the content. We have to get someone to pay. We have to do the... It's the extra levels that allow you to have success, and people are not willing to do that extra. But anyways, take us to the next slide.
Are we genuinely too busy to text back, or have we normalized sorry for the late response and we create time for those that we actually want to talk to?
When... Yeah. And this must not be for just when you're 20. You owe no one a response.
Yeah. Oof, this is so hectic. Because
you owe no one a response on WhatsApp.
I remember for the longest time, I used to be so scared of like not replying to certain people.
Yeah.
But I would have so many people in my life that were like useless. Like,
but you still replying?
Useless to me. Like, they didn't help me with my degree. They weren't necessarily a friend. They didn't help me with my happiness, with my growth. They were just people that I knew that liked engaging with me. You get
me? Yeah.
They just liked engaging with me for the sense of like, you know, hey, whatever. And I felt so obliged to always show up for them when they would have something.
Yeah.
Always respond to their texts. Always respond to their calls. Now I've realized that, dude, I've got my circle. I've got my family. I've got people that I work with. If you're not that, and I don't really see value in my life. I don't need you.
I don't need you.
But I don't need to respond to you or give you that amount of energy because there's so much happening in life.
Can I ask a question then? So... And, you know, I love this because I went to, when I got my job, I said to everyone in the room, hey guys, yeah, like, I'm not going to make friends with any of you. I have enough friends. I want to make it very clear I'm here on a professional level. I do not want to mix my personal life with any of you, right? Months past, people are so close to me. Very close to me.
Yeah.
And it brings me to the opportunity of saying, like, when do you think you'll stop making friends? As a man, as an individual, when do you think it's the time in your age?
Okay, I can tell you guys, you stop making female friends when you're in a relationship. That's what I can tell you first. That's when you stop making female friends in a relationship. Does your mother have a best friend that's a guy? And then I think as you get older, like obviously I can speak from my journey. So when I turn 23, 24,
yeah.
The friends I started making, this is me obviously post university, were all related to work. So I made friends with like, your Ziles, your King Omar's, content creators, people that were in the same level of thinking as me. Then now, obviously, I'm made friends with people that are in production. So I'm making friends with like Aiden, I'm making friends with Richard, making friends with Flex, making friends with Mbali. And then eventually like, well, friends through work, it's a working relationship, right? So obviously I can't say like friends, but it's people that I'm constantly seeing.
Yeah.
You get me?
The time spent.
Time spent. Then eventually now it becomes business oriented. Now, obviously I'm in this space of higher level business. I'm no longer doing just YouTube and getting brand deals, or just YouTube and production and getting production work. Now I'm creating products. I'm creating brands from scratch. So now obviously I'm engaging with people that do the same thing. So now I'm friends with people like Raymond, who does a lot of e-commerce. Mm-hmm. And then I'm now friends with people like Jito, who are in that space. Now I'm making friends with people that align with where I'm thinking my company or my business should be going.
I think one of the most powerful tools that we have as friendship group and family, etc., is we use what we have. And I think what I mean by that is that because Tata and I, you know, we're already spending how much time together off camera, like a lot. You might as well work together. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Might as well try and make money together. And I love that concept. And it's a concept that a lot of people have not touched on.
Yeah, that's
the people you spend time with, you can make money with. You feel me?
That's how we actually started as Manjita. I'll never forget this day. I think we had just spent a lot of money in the space of 2 days. And then it was me, Khonsa, and Percy having lunch at Gilton Co. right here in Cedar Square.
Oh yes, and I was on the...
So I'm talking to guys. I'm like, guys, look, guys, let's talk. I'm like, guys, I really am so proud of all of us, but I feel like we need to take our brands to the next level. And how are we going to do that? Percy's there like, yeah, I don't know. They call me Percy as fuck. Hunter's there like, I don't know, dog. Just got to work harder, you know?
Yeah.
Not to make them sound like this.
Like they're idiots.
But I'm just saying that's what's going on. Yeah, it's okay, cool. Like, guys, you know, we've collaborated.
And so many times.
It always works. I talked to about the Cape Town trips. We've always spoken about doing a group channel. Hunter, you know, I've pitched this to you many times in the past. King Omar and I have said, let's do a group.
We need to live together.
My guy, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. The reason why this thing never works out is because we don't necessarily get along with everybody who we're trying to create the group channel with.
Yeah.
But for the past 2-3 months, I've been spending so much money with you guys, having so much fun. Why not create a group channel with myself, with you, and with, I said, basically me, Percy, Hunter, and Lebo.
Yeah.
And then we were all there like, Lebo won't do it, right? So I said, no, wait, let's call him. They called me. I'm like, yo, dude, we've got this idea. I want to start a group channel, and you guys have spoken about whatever, whatever, whatever. Would you do
it? Oh, so just for a bit more context and history, right? The Asma Jita idea was already there.
Oh, yeah, they wanted to do a reality
show. We really wanted to do a reality TV show.
Yeah, wanted to do reality TV.
Because again, as you hear, we spend gang of money.
Yeah,
so might as well get it on camera.
Yeah.
And make more money so we can spend that money as well. It makes sense. It's nice. You know?
So they had basically had a plan written. How many episodes did you guys write?
I think we wrote a full season.
They wrote a full season of Asma Jita, this reality show.
Like, not like write, because reality, so like saying, oh, this, you know what I'm saying?
Planned
like,
it out.
Yeah.
And then then they weren't actioning it out.
No, we
then
weren't.
They're like, yo, so okay, cool. Let's use Rampidi Media to do the production.
Yeah, we're trying to offer the tender to
yeah, they're offering the tender to me. It's still within. And it's like, okay, cool. We'll do it. I'm down. And then we just never actioned it. Then fast forward to
now,
the conversation I just mentioned. Then we called Lebo. Then Lebo was like, yeah, dude, what the fuck? That's dope.
Yeah, I'm down. A great idea.
I'll be down. And then we're like, okay, cool. Let's set the first meeting next week, Tuesday. And set the first meeting, never set the Google Meet, and never like, okay, cool, guys, what are we doing?
I did like a link, I did like a document, I did like a fold, and then we said, from now on, we're going to put everything that we have, like concept-wise, yeah. And it goes back
into...
Created a business. And it goes back to the wise words from this guy, I can't say his name. I fade out like how... Anyways, that censored I am. But anyways, this guy, he said to me that, very profound, we had a meeting, and he said to me, a lot of people are intimidated by their success that they never even get the ball rolling. So Asma Jita as a concept was brilliant. Even the reality TV show was going to make us completely famous. But the problem is that the success and wanting to do it as a huge thing, it seems like a daunting task. When in reality, you just have to show up and do what you have to do that day. And it started with that Tuesday meeting.
Yeah.
If you can have one meeting, you can have two. If you can shoot today, you can shoot next week.
Yeah, you know, now we've recorded 5 episodes. The channel has grown over 23,000 subscribers in 28 days.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's huge.
I think it's the fastest growing YouTube channel
in South Africa right now.
Okay.
Wait.
No, we say that based off the people we know. There's people that are making serious thing. There's a guy who started a YouTube channel in January. In March, he was on for 8K.
We'll beat it.
Yeah, we'll try. But anyway, we'll beat it. Check out Asma Jita, guys. That's something that we're really, really passionate about.
One more topic. Guys. And obviously, we're going to go into the last topic of year-end fatigue, but only in March. Sorry, that's how it's written. Yeah, and fatigue, but in March?
Are you tired?
I'm exhausted. I want to go to Cape Town. And every time I ever want to go to Cape Town, what's the problem? I want to run away.
Yeah.
Like those cities, just two of... I think we have to understand we also live in the city. We live in the capital of... Well, close to the capital. Pretoria is the capital. But we live in the main hub of South African activity. We are the heartbeat of South Africa. You feel me? And it's only natural that... We're not farm people, guys. We don't live a slow life. We live a very fast life. Yeah. Fast paced. There's bars. There's drinking at night. There's bowling on Wednesdays. There's shooting with the boys on Saturday, Sunday. It's a very fast paced life.
Our lives are too fast right now.
Way
bro.
Too fast, bro.
I'd like to hit break. I
and club. And I'd love to just go to Cape Town, Kemp's Bay, sit on the beach.
Not even that, bro.
Wear glasses, wear a cap, put an umbrella up, read a book, switch off. My phone is left at the Airbnb. I got there via, like, you know what I'm saying? Like walking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just ignore. Because we live too fast. Way too fast. I am exhausted.
I really wish that, like yesterday when you invited us to your house to chill and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, baby, can we please just chill?
Just and chill.
Like, watch a movie and pass out early and wake up refreshed.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I miss your brother. I haven't seen your brother in his coffin in so long. Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. Let's go. Because I'm seeing you guys. I know I'm seeing you guys today.
Yeah.
You get me? So I was like, fine. Let's go.
That's the thing, but you must like, and that's something that we're going to, anyways, that's the point. We're going to start differentiating. When we spend time working, it's not the same time spending actual, it's intentional. You have to be intentional. Same way you work with Gamma, then you go out. You have to be the same level, boy. When we work, we're not spending time with each other. We're working. You understand what I'm saying? Anyways.
But working is so beautiful. We're building a legacy. We're creating empowerment in ourselves. We're creating
But
job.
We're not spending time together as friends, as brothers now. We're not doing that. Yeah. Anyways.
Come to bowling, bro. Hey, also you.
I can't go to bowling, guys. 4 years is so far from where I live. Every Wednesday. How much money do you think I have? Rosebank, I saw someone say Cracker Zack. I said, why, man? There's no money for those things.
Huh? Cracker Zack, dude, if you bowl normally, it's 77 Rand.
Yeah.
Cracker Zack's a card is 50 Rand. And then if you.
Hear these millionaires.
A card is 50 Rand.
Aiden, hear these millionaires. Hey, doesn't know what 50 Rand can do for a week. A week. Now I'm lying. I should actually lie. I should have lied. I thought it was at 4 years. I didn't even read the group. I'm going to be honest.
Anyway, yeah.
But yeah, guys, listen, if you're in university right now or you're just in your early 20s, just start a new job, or even in your late 20s and you're having that year-end fatigue, take this time to just give yourself something. Even if it's taking that extra 10 minutes in the shower a day. Yeah. Give back to yourself, bro. I think we get so caught up in the cycle of movement of like the life thing that we forget to take care of oneself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, well, let's move on to movie recommendations.
That's it for you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much for watching the channel, people. But we're about to go to the members. So the members, get ready to go to the members section.
Wait, don't let them go. Oh, but they have to pay.
They have to pay. Yeah. But guys, trust me, the movie recommendations, we hate to cut it out of this segment. We actually aren't meant to cut it out,
but we're going to.
But we're going to for this one.
And we're going to get to talk about like
so much, guys. So we're going to engage with the members. So we'll see you guys in the membership chat. If you guys have watched this video and you've watched through those points, thank you so much. Members, let's go to the members section, baby.
Yeah, but for those who watch, please make sure that you like, share, subscribe. If you're watching on any, if you're listening to it on any stream platform, give us that 5 stars. That's only on 4.8. Whoever's missing that 0.2, I'm going to find you.
Run it up.
Okay, guys. Let's get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans.